Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Gadget Show on The Last Word.
With Curry's. Get unbeatable black tag bargains on hottest tech. In-store and online at curry's.ie.
So, it's that time of year that we love so much on The Last Word. Something a little bit different to our normal daily fare. We have extended between now and 7 o'clock our weekly tech spot with Andy O'Donoghue. Andy, you have got so much stuff from curry's.ie for us this year. Tell us about the range of things we'll be discussing between now and 7 o'clock.
A lot of stuff coming up, Matt, from smart glasses and entry-level phones, turntables. Later on this hour, we're going to be looking at beauty. Louise Cantillon is in with really curious things.
I'm really looking forward to all the home and food stuff. There's some great gadgets there, from air fryers to coffee machines to toaster sandwich makers and beer dispensers and cocktail makers.
The incredible Last Word listeners are a sucker for a beer dispenser, or should I say a connoisseur. So we've got them Honestly. Coming up, beauty products, and
after 6 o'clock, family toys.
After 6 o'clock, Ed Smith is going to be looking at family-friendly tech in general, which is a great idea this time of year. And then the last thing we're going to be doing is looking at gaming and the tech for gaming. So from PCs, laptops, and consoles.
And don't forget health and fitness, where we have watches, earphones, headphones, exercise tools, wake-up clocks, and the rest. But let's start with Elaine Burke. Is with us for the first section, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, also contributor each week to us here on The Last Word in TV and streaming. Now, Elaine, I remember a number of years ago being given, I must be about 10 years ago at an event that I was doing the MC at, been given a pair of what I think were Google glasses and been asked to read my script off a sort of a small screen that I could see in the top right hand corner of the glasses. Google glasses did not work. They didn't take off. So you have been road testing the new Meta glasses. Tell us about them. I'm just going to put them on now.
Yeah, you look super cool because they are Ray-Ban Wayfarer style glasses. So they do look slick. Can't deny that.
And it's just done a big noise in my ear. I don't know if it came across on the headphone.
It may have been picked up by the mic. That's something to notice about these, actually, because headphones are not, or head glasses are not headphones. And when they are speaking back to you through the Meta AI chatbot or playing music for you, it may be picked up by other people because it's not plugged into your ears. So that's something to bear in mind if you're in public having a conversation with your AI.
And of course, the difference is that there's a tiny little light, isn't there, in the frame?
Yeah, so there's a light to kind of tell you that it's activated, and it might be flashing for you now because it's trying to connect to a phone, because they are an accessory in every sense of the word, and that they can't actually operate independently without being connected to a smartphone that is then connected to the Meta AI app, that is then connected to other apps and services. You need to sign into Meta AI with another Meta
account. This is capture, isn't it?
Absolutely, this is a practice of data capture. If you wanted to do things like play music, Meta doesn't provide any music platform, so you have to then connect the Meta AI app to your music provider. You'll have to connect the Meta AI app to your messaging provider, because even though Instagram provides messaging and call services, that functionality is not accessible through the Meta AI app. So another messaging app needs to be attached to it to do that.
But what do these glasses do for you?
So they connect to the Meta AI app and they can answer queries with the Meta AI chatbot. And what's really frustrating there as well is, no matter how many times I asked it to, you know, give the weather report in degrees Celsius and cost of things in euro, it would have a short memory. It kept defaulting back to Fahrenheit, dollars and things like that. So the Meta AI app is probably best for US users.
What do you think of these, Andy?
What's the camera like, Elaine?
It can take POV shots. That's the thing. Like, there's a camera inbuilt in it as well. But you
could be sitting there secretly taking photographs of me across the desk.
Yes, essentially. Now, there would be an LED in the frame lighting up directly facing you, not just the internal one that you could see when you were wearing them, to notify you if that's in use. But there have been people using these who have hacked around that and found ways to actually disable that light being displayed. So yes, you absolutely can subtly film people. The camera quality was actually quite good. but you can't see the picture, you can't frame the picture, and it's all just this POV wide lens. So it doesn't really give you a lot of specificity. And these, I have to stress as well, these are not the Meta Display glasses that were launched earlier this year, where, like you were talking about earlier, Matt, you had a display that you could see in the frames. Okay. There's nothing like that with these. So you're kind of working blind. So
how much are they?
€359. Now, you can get Ray-Ban Wayfarers at that price that have no tech in them, but you can also get Ray-Ban Wayfarers at half that price that have no tech in them. I would probably stick with those.
Okay. Let's talk about cheaper phones. I'm conscious of getting through. You have the Motorola Moto G35 5G. This is a good, or you have that, Elaine. Is it a good entry-level phone? Is
really? Solid specs for an entry-level phone. Now, this isn't for someone who wants or needs a top-performing device, because even as you're using it, you can kind of feel the creaking of the processor chip inside of it, because it's not going to be the fastest. But what it gives you for the price at €119 is really, really good value, I have to say. It looks pretty well next to any of the top range phones out there, but it's more comparable in its specs with like the Galaxy A range and not the S range, which would be the top tier for those Samsung phones. It's 1/10 of the cost of the latest iPhone, but it's definitely not 1/10 of the specs. I think that's fair to say. Also, it has a headphone jack and FM radio. And if people are seeking those features, they are more and more rare to come by. So this is something to consider then.
Okay. Also, wireless charging stands. I've got one in my hand here now, which sort of can do about three things at once by Belkin, can't it? Who's got the Elaine? You with this again?
Yeah, so yours is the 3-in-1 stand, but I actually feel like it's the least multifunctional of the stands that I was given to test. It's 3-in-1 because you can charge your phone, you can charge your watch, and you can charge your AirPods or similar, as long as they have wireless charging compatibility using that stand. And also, I should say iPhone and Apple Watch, because it's using MagSafe connection to secure them in place. And then you turn your watch and phone into a display piece on your nightstand along while they're charging away. And it can even have the phone in a display mode that where it looks like an analog clock or a digital clock.
Or you could have it on your desk as you're working, perhaps.
Yeah, that could be something as well. Now, I tested the 3-in-1 and I also tested the convertible wireless charging stand. And the convertible stand I preferred, it was more lightweight and it just does one thing, it just does the phone. But you could lay it flat and you then don't need to have a MagSafe iPhone. You can have any other kind of wireless capable charging phone to be charged on it. But if you had the MagSafe connection, which connects it magnetically, you have an adjustable stand. So again, for someone who's using it at their desk or maybe wants something that is something to hold their phone in place and also hold their phone in place maybe when they're making videos,
and
version can hold it for
these
them.
These are wireless, are they, in that you have them charged up previously? You don't have to have them plugged in, do you, while you have all the things?
No, you have to have that device plugged in, but the wireless is the charging capability, so you have no cord that you plug into your device to charge it. USB.
Which is a great feature. I mean, wireless charging is great. Phones, AirPods, other headphones, everybody's kind of adding this QI charging to their devices. And I think the one with the Apple Watch feature, I think it looks nice. Build quality, I think I was chatting to Elaine earlier, and the build quality is good, which is nice. I did come across something which is a fabulous Christmas present as well, which is a Lexon, which is a little vase. And it looks like a little vase that you'd have sitting in the hall or on a sideboard, but the middle of it is a wireless charging spot. So it has a little light that pulses. You drop your phone into the vase when you get home in the evening and it charges up your phone. So if you want something that looks a little bit nicer, nice present for somebody. But the Belkin
are all these things compatible with all sorts of phones? Like, would it work with Samsung as well as working with Apple? Or do you have difference? You have to be very careful what you pick to make sure it works with your phone and with your watch and with your AirPods and things.
Well, with MagSafe, that's specifically designed for Apple users, I think.
MagSafe, yeah. So the 3-in-1 that you were holding up there, Matt, that has kind of like an upper end where you place the phone and it's held upright, essentially. So unless you have an iPhone with MagSafe, you can't really use that because it doesn't lay down flat. Other devices might have the wireless charging capability where you can set it down and it'll charge, but because you can't set it down on the 3-in-1, you can't have that compatibility.
Yeah, I'm holding up some of these things because we are taking video as well, and we'll be putting clips up online as well of some of these gadgets so you can actually see them. Who looked at a Bluetooth turntable?
Me as well. This is from Majority, the Moto Bluetooth turntable. This has a lovely retro design and it's an all-in-one system. So it has the turntable capability and speakers built in. And you can also connect with USB and connect with Bluetooth. So USB connectivity means that if you are someone who's looking to digitize their old records, that's a way that you can do it. And then the Bluetooth connectivity is just if you don't want to play a record, if you want to play something else, you can connect to this stereo system.
Hold on. What's the point of having a record player if you then go and digitize your records?
Well, because records are, you know, more susceptible to environmental damage. You know, I have records from the 70s and some of them don't sound so good anymore. So you might
just degrade over time, do they?
They do, yeah. And they can get scratched, dust problems, all that kind of stuff can happen.
Okay. And also, though, don't forget if you digitize it, you can take it with you.
Yes.
So, you know, you can't bring your record player out with you. And I also noticed this plays back 78 spats to your old record collection.
Andy, I have nothing like that. But it's amazing the prices. This one, I think, is about €110, which is about the price of three albums.
This is amazingly well priced, I have to say. I was really, really impressed with this. For the price, I think the speakers that are inbuilt, I was skeptical that they'd be any use at that price and being built in, but they were really good. Now, weren't really good over a certain level. They got a bit wobbly. Kate Bush's vocal range was getting warped. But up to a certain point, they performed really well. So I think this is a perfect sound system for, say, in teenagers are mad into records now, in a teenager's bedroom, or someone who's in an apartment and is a record collector and is short on space, doesn't want to buy a system and separate speakers and all of that kind of crack.
Okay, that's your bundle, I think, done, isn't it, Elaine? Thank you very much, Elaine Burke, for being with us. When we come back, we're going to be going into the kitchen in particular. We'll have air fryers, sandwich makers, coffee machines, beer dispensers, cocktail makers. Russell Alford will be joining Andy O'Donoghue in the next part of our annual gadget show with the everything given to us for use by Currys.ie. That's after this.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.